Base year, 28th of April, Rabbi Yeshua Elozer Schlesinger, Parsha theme.
I was asked to speak in English. I will try my best. When I speak in the United States in English, it's always a minor because over there, if you speak with an accent, it's a yichus. I don't think it's the same over here, but I will try my best. Bershus the call, I would like to say the shir in English, my grandfather, Rabbi Yosef, Merenbaruch Brennick, Zichroni Levroch. The first thing I would like to start with is the gewaltige mile of Choshev Teire Yidden, starting the day with a kviyas itim la teure, that besides the Yumekayim and Beferish Halach Yishchanoch, the right after davening Shachris, you should go and learn, you should go into Bes Medrash, Yelcho Mechayel Al Choyel, and like the Mishnah Berurah says, you mechuyev to be kvei itim, even in an oifen that you might lose some parnosa, still your chiv of kviyas itim overrides that, you mechuyev to be mevater on what you're thinking of being marviach, and being a kaveya itim la teure, and the reason for that is because besides of chiv of learning teure for every yid, there is a chiv of kvius itim la teure. Like the Gemara says, a person is being asked la'achar meve etzim kovato itim la teure, and kvius itim is only considered if it's a kvius which is never missed, and even if it's on the cheshbon of different things, only that way you can become kvius itim la teure. And I think there's another gewaltige meile of starting the day with a kviyas itim la teure. There's a tremendous chiddush which I found once in Rabbi Kiveiger, based on the Rambam in Hilchos Tam v'Teira. The Rambam says, everybody knows there's a klal, ho'isek b'mitzvah, potur min ha'mitzvah. If you're in the middle of doing a mitzvah, you're potur doing another mitzvah. This doesn't apply by the mitzvah of Tam v'Teira. If a person is learning and a mitzvah comes up, so the halacha is that if this mitzvah cannot be done to somebody else, he has to be mafsik from his learning, and he has to go be mekayim the mitzvah. There's an interesting lashon that the Rambam finishes off this halacha. The Rambam says, "In Hilchos Tam v'Teira, hoya lefono vasiyas mitzvah v'tam v'teira, im efshar lemitzvah leheoses al idei acherim lo yafsik melidvun." Don't stop learning. Continue learning. Somebody else will do the mitzvah. V'im lav yasa mitzvah. If nobody else can do it, then you mechuyev to stop and do the mitzvah. But the Rambam finishes off, once you finish doing the mitzvah, go back to learning. And the Mefarshim ask, why does the Rama have to say, go back to learning? If you finish your mitzvah, you have nothing else to do, you should go back to learning. You have a chiyuv of learning a whole day. If you're not osek in parnasa, you're not osek in mitzvah, so go back to learning. Why does the Rama have to say, v'yachzer l'talmudai? So there's a famous pshat, I think maybe from the Briskerov or Birka Shmuel, they say that this halacha, that you're allowed to be mafsik mitalmud Torah, to be mekayim a mitzvah, is only in a tnai that once you finish the mitzvah, you're able to go back to learning. But if by going through the mitzvah, you won't be able to go back to learning, then Talmud Torah is not less than any other mitzvah, which is by not being nitchef for this mitzvah. So in case that you wouldn't be able to go back to learning, so don't stop Talmud Torah. Only stop Talmud Torah for a mitzvah if afterwards it will be v'yachzor l'talmudoi. But if you can't be choyzor l'talmudoi, then you're not mechuyev to stop for a mitzvah. This is a famous pshat which the Welt says b'shem, I think, the Briskerov.
You miss the mitzvah?
You lose, yeah, because Talmud Torah is also a mitzvah. So this mitzvah is not mechuyev. It's only if you're able to go back to Talmud Torah, then you're mechuyev to stop to be a kind of that mitzvah.
In what time frame? How soon do you have to be able to go back to the mitzvah? Tomorrow? Next week?
To go back to learning,
yeah. Once
you finish the mitzvah, you have nothing else. If the mitzvah is going to stir you to learn Torah, even after you finish the mitzvah, then you don't have to be mad. If the mitzvah will be a ma'akev to go back,
but even after
the mitzvah is finished.
But that was the kasha, it's not a chiddush.
Then what?
That's not a chiddush.
No, it's still a chiddush. You would think that you have to be mafsik on the Torah for mitzvah, which is Eif Sholos Adi Achayim. So the chiddush is that even though you mechuyev to be mafsik, but not in the case that this mitzvah will shter the limit of Torah even after the mitzvah is finished. In that case,
Mitzvah. Nobody else to do it.
Mitzvah, I think, is different. Mitzvah, I think, different.
But the mitzvah is yenem oichle health for mitzvahs. Make me your mafsik sign. I feel you won't be able to go back to learn.
Okay, I hear. Could be. By one soon, Rabbi Kiveiger, tremendous chiddush. Rabbi Kiveiger says, What's going to happen if somebody was in the middle of learning?
Yeah.
And a mitzvah comes up, which can't be done through somebody else. So he's going to do the mitzvah. Right when he finishes that mitzvah, another mitzvah comes up, which somebody else could do. So what should he do now? So you could say, now he stopped learning. If he stopped learning, so go do the mitzvah, you're not in the middle of learning. Or maybe not. So Rabbi Kivayge says that since you were learning, and you were mafsik in the middle of learning to go do a mitzvah which no one else could do, so it's considered as you're still in the middle of learning. So since you're still in the middle of learning, so the next mitzvah that comes up, which somebody else could do, don't do it. Let somebody else do it. And you go back to learning. That's what the Rambam says. Oh yeah, if you're in the middle of learning and a mitzvah comes up, a mitzvah should no one else could do, so do the mitzvah, and the Rambam says, V'yachzeh l'talmudei, go back to learning. What does the Rambam mean? Don't go now and do other mitzvahs which other people could do. The question is, why not? You stopped learning, you're not in the middle of learning. If you're not in the middle of learning, why can't you do the other mitzvah? The chiddush is, that since you were in the middle of learning, it's not considered that you stopped learning. You're still in the middle of learning. So since you're still in the middle of learning, you have no right to be mafsik for a mitzvah that somebody else could do. You can only be mafsik for a mitzvah that only you could do. That's the tremendous chiddush. What Kivayge takes out in this Rambam, v'yachzer l'talmudei. So, you see, Rabbi Kivayge, a tremendous chiddush, that even though you stopped learning, you're still considered in the middle of learning. Tremendous chiddush. So I think this is a tremendous chizuk and a gewaltige meile for people who start the day with Kivyas Yitim LaTorah. It's not just that half hour that you're learning, or whatever it is. You start your day with Torah, you finish your day with Torah, and you're being mafsik, because you're mechuyif to be mafsik, to be oisik in Parnassah. But the whole day you're still holding in the middle of learning. It's not just this half hour. You have a full day of Kivyas Yitim LaTorah. You grab it just being mafsik in the middle. But the second you finish, you're being mekayim v'yachzer l'talmudei. This was the Divrei Psiche, this gewaltige Chabur who has a Kviyas Itim at the beginning of the day. I would like to speak a little bit about a topic that it's everybody that's it's being so much spoken about, but I hope, Ezras Hashem, that there is some Chidushim which will still be interesting, even though it's a noise that many are well aware and don't need the Chizik in it, but still, maybe, Ezras Hashem, there will be some Chidushim. Parshas Tazria Metzoyre, versteht sich, the topic has to be the Indian of Lashon Hara, since the Torah says that Negoim come because of Lashon Hara. So the question is, what is really the cause that's bringing a person to speak Lashon Hara? And like Rabbi Ruchem, the Mashgiach of Mir, once said, when a person speaks Lashon Hara, what he's really doing is, he's doing an operation on somebody else, putting one on the table, and doing an operation, and eating him up alive. And he said that eating an achbo, a rat, is much more tasty than what he is doing. So how come a person could be nifshul in the inyan of Lashon Hara? What is really the cause of coming to the inyan of Lashon Hara? And what is really the chizuk that a person has to have not to come to the aveira of Lashon Hara? I think the two tremendous nekudas which you can find in this week's parsha. One is a very interesting Rashi. Rashi says this week's parsha, the Metzora has to bring Tzipoirim for the Tahara, for his Tahara. Rashi explains why Tzipoirim, since the Tzipoirim, they make noise, they make fatpit, and the Baal Lashon Hara did a Maase pitput, say he was schmoozing, talking, so maybe he has to bring for his Kapova this Tzipoirim, which are also doing a Maase pitput. But if you would ask anybody, what did the Baal Lashon Hara do? What did he really do? I don't think that anyone would describe they were stam doing a ma'aseh pitput, stam talking. The Gemara says in Evrin, whoever speaks Lashon Hara is hoyrik, killed three people. The oimer, the mekabloi, and whoever was set on. So why do you call a Baal Lashon Hara somebody who just did a ma'aseh pitput, stam was schmoozing, talking? This is how you describe the choymer of somebody who speaks Lashon Hara. But I think the answer to this Rashi is Rambam and Elches Tumas Tzoras. The Rambam at the end of the Halachas, when he brings that Chazal said that Tzoras comes on Lashon Hara, is very interesting the way the Rambam describes what happens for the person who gets Tzoras. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says that it has a Seder, first the person gets in the goyim on his house, then it's begodim, then on himself, all to try to bring him back from the Lashon Hara that he said. So the Rambam says like that. Kal v'choymer, v'zehu derech yeshivas haleitzim horeshoim. B'tchila, marbin b'divrei havoy. In the beginning, they start talking about things that are nonsense, just nothing, divrei havoy. Kinyan she'emar v'koil psil b'droiv dvorim. U'mitoich kach, boin l'saper b'gnus ha-tzadikim. Through being busy talking about anything and everything, they come and they speak about gnus ha-tzadikim. Kinyan she'emar te'olamno sifsei sheker ha-doivrois al-tzadik osok. U'mitoich kach, yirem hergen l'daber b'neviyem v'liten doifi b'divreyem. From that people will come to speak on the Vien. The Rambam's Mamshech Leile, and mitochkach boim ledaber b'leikim v'koifrim b'ikor. K'inyan sh'neemar v'yachbu b'nei Yisrael dvorim asher lo yiken al Hashem elikeyem. So you see that the Rambam, I'm going to get that. You see that the Rambam, the Baal Lashon Hara, is loved after somebody who likes to say bad about somebody else, doesn't like other people, and is looking to do something schlecht for other people. The Baal Lashon Hara is somebody who has no chshivas for the dibber, for the speech, for the koyach ha-medaber that Rabbi Shalom gave to people. And the beginning is, this time a person that likes to, in English, to verbringen zah, to waste time on stam shmuding, about news, or whatever it is. And by being mogel of talking divrei havoah, this will bring him to speak with divrei gnus ha-tzadikim, and from that, the Rambam finishes off, to be a koyfer v'leikei Yisrael. So you see from the Rambam, that really the shoyresh of Lashon Hara is b'chlam ha-le'inyan of midas. Is an inyan of not being machshev and not being marich, what it means, what's the koyach of speech, what's the koyach of dibber, and just wasting time on stam, schmoozing and talking. And this hanhoge, this hergel, will bring it by the end to the inyan of Lashon Hara. So that's what Rashi is saying. When the Metzora is to bring a kapora for the Lashon Hara, he doesn't bring a kapora for all the choymer that's being brought in Maseches Elchin and others for him. The choymer is that he did a massive pitput. This is the Sheirish of Avera. The Sheirish of Lashon Hara is massive pitput. Why is Tom wasting your dibber, wasting your speech? Be careful what you're saying, what you're talking. Don't waste your dibber for nothing. Because this will lead by the end to the end of Lashon Hara. I think this is one tremendous nekuda which we see in this Rashi. But maybe there's something deeper to that in the inyan of Lashon Hara. And behave them, a little changing subject, they come back by Hashem at the end. There's a famous kashya. Everybody knows the Rebbeinu Shalom went around to the Umas Oilam before Matan Torah and asked them if they want to accept the Torah, want to be Kabbal the Torah. And every Umma asked the Rebbeinu Shalom, Mak Sivva. And the Rebbeinu Shalom answered to everyone, the Umma, what day it's all they have, and they said, Shbeilim, Esav, and others, Shlosirzach, Lassinam, Vesiklov, and everyone answered, we can't be misgab on these Yitzhar, we don't want to be Mekabal the Torah, until the Rebbeinu came to the Yidden, and they were Mekabal the Torah without asking any questions, Nasav and Nishma. So the Kashi is, a Ben Noyach, even if he's not Mekabal the Torah, he's Mechuyev and Zion Mitzvahs. Yes. So what did it help for the Umas Oilam to say, we're not accepting the Torah? Even if you're not accepting the Torah, you're still mechuyev in leisirtzav, leisinav, leisignav. This is one of the Zion, this is Bnei Noach. So what did it help them to say, we don't want to be mekabel the Torah? Anyways, you're going to have to be mekayim those mitzvahs, and if you're not mekayim, the oynish is even worse than the yid. The Bnei Noach is neherag, at pochet shebeputa, without azala, without eidim, much more chavo than being mekabel the Torah. It would be better for them to be mekabel the Torah, the oynish would be less than what's being left without being mekabel the Torah. So what was the point of the goyim of the Umas Oilam not to be mekabel the Torah? I remember when I was a boch in yeshiva, I went to ask the Rebbe Povarsky. It wasn't my kasha, but still, you know, a boch always looks to find something to ask his Rosh Yeshiva. So I went to ask the Rebbe Povarsky, the Rosh Yeshiva Ponovich, asked him this kasha. So he said, "You're right. The takem mechuyev and zayim mitzvahs bnei noyach, but leisirtzach leisignoyv. Besides, the poshim pshat leisirtzach means." There's the Chofetz Chaim digile sirtzach, Chofetz Chaim digile signoy, everything that's mistaif, what the Chofetz Chaim brings about other zach which are being nichlen and included in all the Zion mitzvahs, this is what they didn't want. The Etzem HaSirtzach they can handle, but all the other zachim which are added to this they didn't want to be recovered. This is how he entered the kasha. I once found in the Beis HaLevi a teres of this kasha, Derech Agav. The Beis HaLevi has a famous kasha, how could the Yidin be mekabel the Torah and say Naaseh v'nishma? The Rambam says, Paskin HaLocha, that if somebody is being mischa himself to his friend, that he's going to do for him anything without being Messiah, without saying exactly what he's going to do for his friend, his chayves is not chal. If a woman tells Shimon, I'll do whatever you want, I'll be mischayev to do whatever you want, this and this, and whatever you ask for me, I'll be mischayev, and he's making a kinyan on that, nothing is happening. You can't be mischayev on something which is not katzuv, which is not mesuyim. So the Mishalevi asks, how could the Yidin say Na'asev and Nishma, we're going to do everything, it's not chal, nothing is happening with Na'asev and Nishma. So the Mishalevi says, but there's a difference how you say it. If a person tells his friend, I'm going to do this, this job, and this job, and this job, anything he asks me is not chal. But if a person tells his friend, I'm your Eved, I'm your servant, I'm your poyel, then even though I don't know what he's going to ask me to do, could be he's going to ask me a million jobs, many things which I didn't think about, but the kinyan is chal, because what I did is, I became his Eved, and in Mele, I have to do everything. If the way I'm being a kabbal is, I'm going to say job number one, number two, number three, number four, then I have to describe and say what I'm going to do. But if what I'm saying is, I'm going to become your Eved, then it's chal. So the Basalevi says, when the Yidin said Na'asev and Nishma, they didn't say, we're going to do this mitzvah, this mitzvah, this, no. They say, Na'asev and Nishma, Rebashim, we are your Avodim, we are your servants. And Amen, whatever you're going to ask from us, we're going to do. And this is why it's chal. Says the Basalevi, the Goyim were masking to accept the Zion mitzvahs. But only in a way, Rebashim, we're going to do this mitzvah, this mitzvah, this mitzvah. This is not Kabbalah Satoyla. Kabbalah Satoyl is only if somebody says, Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm your Eved, I'm yours. And whatever you ask me for me, I will do. In this Oifen, the Goyim were not ready to be Mekabel the Torah. They didn't want to accept the Torah. In the Oifen, the Rebbeinu Shalom, we are your Eved, we are your Poyel. They were only ready to be Mekabel the Torah. In the Oifen, we'll do this, we'll do seven things, we'll do this and this. And this, such a Kabbalah Satoyl, the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't want. This is what the Besalevi said. It could be, you can answer this kash in a different Oifen. There's a fascinating Gemara in Maseches Chagige. The Gemara describes a neugierige story. Daf Yudalad Amud Beis. The Gemara starts like that. Tono Rabbono, Maase b'Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, she'roichev al hachamoich. The Heilige Tanya, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was going on hachamoich, v'hoye mehalach b'derech, he's going on the way. The Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch mechamer acho, and his Talmid, Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch, is going after him. Omar the Rebbe, so the Talmud asks the Rebbe, Shneili perek echod ma'aseh merkova. Please teach me one perek in ma'aseh merkova. Omar loy, so the Rebbe tells him, loy kach shenisi lochem veloy bemerkova beyochid. Didn't I tell you that we don't teach ma'aseh merkova to a yochid, to a single person, only elim keno yechochom or mevin midatoy. Only if he's already a chocham in himself, he has some understanding, then we can teach him. But before that, we can't teach ma'aseh merkova. Omar the Rebbe, so the Talmud tells the Rebbe, Hakshayni loymar lefanecho dover echot shilimatani. Give me the shus to tell you something which you learned with me. Omar loy emoir. Say, Miyat yorad Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai me'al hachamoir. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai goes off the chamoir. Ve'nis'atef, and he puts on the talis. Ve'yoshab al ho'even tachas azayis. And he sits on a stone into an olive tree. Omar the Rebbe, so the Talmud tells the Rebbe, why did you go off the chamoir? Omar, efsher ato doyresh b'maase merkova u'shechina imonu. You now say maase merkova the shechina is here. U'malache ashoves melavin eisonu. Asi malache ashoves walking with us. Vani erkav ala chamoir. As you stay on the chamoir. Miyad posach abeloza ben aroch b'maase merkova v'dorash v'yordu esh min ha-shemayim. So the Talmud is starting to say Ma'aseh Merkova, a fire comes down, and the Gemara goes on and says, v'sibavo kol ha'ilono is shebasode, the fire took around all the trees that were there, poschu kulon v'omru shiro, and all the trees started saying shiro, ma'ashiro omru, ha'olenu es ha'shem min ha'oretz, taninim v'chol to'imoiz, etz peri v'chol ha'gozim. Ne'ne malach min ha'esh, v'omar, Hen Ma'aseh Merkova. The Talmud, he said Ma'aseh Merkova, and the Malach is made. Yeah, the Talmud reached the Madrega, and he's saying Ma'aseh Merkova. Omar the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Rebbe stands up and he says like, and he did like this. V'noshto al roishoy. V'omar Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael shenosam bein la'avom ovinu sheyedea lehovin v'lachkoir v'lidrosh b'Ma'aseh Merkova. Give a shlach to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Avraham Avinu, has such a child, a descendant, that's be able to be doyrish Ma'aseh Merkova on such an oifen. And he finished off like this. Yesh noe doyrish, ve'ein noe mekayim. Noe mekayim, ve'ein noe doyrish. Ato noe doyresh v'noe mekayim. Ashrecho Avraham Avinu she'lozo ben aroch yotze b'chalotzecho. There are some who are doyresh not being mekayim. There are some who are doyresh and not being mekayim. You are noe doyresh and noe mekayim. Lucky is Avraham Avinu didn't have such a child like you. So the question is, Bishleim and Rabbi Lozo ben aroch was saying Yeshir in Ilchas Shabbos, in Ilchas Lashon Hara. And you say, he's a Noe Doiresh, Noe Mekayim, he's skipping the halacha that he's teaching. He's teaching Yilchas Lashon Hara and he's skipping Yilchas Lashon Hara. He's teaching Yilchas Shabbos and he's skipping Yilchas Shabbos, or whatever it is. But he was saying a Perek B'Maaseh Merkava, this is Kabbalah, whatever it is. So what does it mean, he's a Noe Doiresh and Noe Mekayim? What's the Mekayim of Maaseh Merkava? What could you be Mekayim? What does it mean, Noe Doiresh, Noe Mekayim? Unless you're going to say, it means he was doing Yehudim, could be. I think the Baal HaMusar say a different pshat in this Gemara. There's a different meaning to Noe Doiresh and Noe Mekayim. There's a pshat to Noe Mekayim, which we understand Noe Mekayim means. If somebody is teaching Hilchas Lashon Hara, Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Geneva, so the Noe Mekayim is that he won't be a Galut, he won't do Geneva. In this Gemara, we find a much deeper meaning to Noe Mekayim. Noe Mekayim means there are many people, they know Maaseh Merkava. The Baal HaKishroines, they learned it, they heard it, and they can say over Maaseh Merkava. But when you look at them, they are not people, they are Roi, to say about Maaseh Merkava. It doesn't match. You look at the person, it doesn't look like a person that has any shaykhes to what he's teaching, to Maaseh Merkava. Noe Doiresh, Noe Mekayim doesn't only mean being Mekayim Lemaaseh, what you're doing. Noe Mekayim means, are you that type of person? You're saying about such Eilig Zeichen, Maaseh Merkava, Mamsh the Hechste, Chelik in Teure. Are you a Barochi? Are you a person that's Roy to teach Maaseh Merkava? So when the Rebbe Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai saw his tongue, he's saying Maaseh Merkava, and there's a fire coming down, there's Malachim coming, and the whole world is saying Shira. This is the biggest Raya that the Talmud, Rabbi Yechon ben Aroch, is not stop saying Maaseh Merkava, Misofa Balachutz. He's not stop a person that could say over at Rosh when his big Baal Kishon and knows what he's saying. He's a person that's really Roy to what he's saying. That's a new Doi Doiresh Noe Mekayim. This is what we see in this Gemara. This Chiddush of Noe Doiresh Noe Mekayim doesn't only apply to Maaseh Merkava. Similar, not Mamash the same Nekuda, but similar to that. The Goyim, they understand you can't steal. They understand you can't kill. But by them, there's no problem of Geneva. There's no problem of killing. The problem is, if you can let everybody steal, there'll be no world. Yes. But practically, it won't happen. You won't be able to run a country like that. So you have to make laws. But practically. But it doesn't mean that really B'Shayrish you can't be a Ganav. It doesn't bother them if the person is really a Ganav. The problem is that we have to run the country, so they have to have a certain Seder. The same thing is Ritzicha. They don't really look down at Ritzicha. From the country where I come from, if you steal, it's much worse than if you kill. Yeah. So you see, it doesn't bother them, the Indian of killing. It's only a practical way how to run a country. By Yid, what is really the Noe Mekayim of Leisirtzach? Versteinzach the Ritzicha. But much more than that. Don't be a Ritzayah. There are sometimes people who would wish that all the person shouldn't be here. They're not going to do it. But inside, they have something of Ritzicha. The same with Geneva. Practically, they can't do it. It doesn't work out. But are they inside people who are Erlech and not Ganovim? And so on. In every Chelek in Torah, the Noe Doiresh Noe Mekayim doesn't just apply to the Lamaisa de Gezach. There's a much deeper thing in the Noe Mekayim, which means, are you a Barochi, not a Ganov, not a Ritzayah? This is what the Goyim told the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You giving us Zayim Mitzvahs Ben Enoyach, we can handle it. We could do it, but in a different oifen. Pasha, the practical Eitzah had to run our world. I wish I said, no, that's not what I want. I want Zayim Mitzvahs, Leisirtzach, don't be a Ritzayah, don't be a Ganav, don't be Leisinov. Not just the practical thing from holding yourself back, but Etzem, inside, your Pnimius, should be clean from all that. Going back to Lashon Hara, what is the Noe Mekayim of Lashon Hara? What is really the Noe Mekayim? Versteinzach, the posh of the Noe Mekayim of Lashon Hara is not to say Lashon Hara. But there's something much deeper to that. If you look in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, Shmira Saloshin, one of the Askomes that he got on his Sefer, he got a Sefer from a Rav called Reb Mordechai ben Reb Osher Klatsky of Bezdin Lita. He was one of the Gdol Ador in the times of Chofetz Chaim. And Chofetz Chaim came to this Rav to ask Askom, what time was a younger man? And he came into this world to get an askoma. And if you look at the askoma, it's tremendous what this Rav wrote about the Chofetz Chaim. A whole omet, almost unbelievable. But Toich, the askoma that he gave, he writes, V'orav ha-mechaber hazeh noe doiresh v'noe mekayim. That's what the Amot Chavid write in the askoma to Chofetz Chaim. So I was always wondering, to know if a person is noe mekayim hazeh l'shon hara, you have to be with him a long time, live with him for many years, and see in every and every matzev that he went through, if he held himself back to l'shon hara, and then he can be made on him, he's noe doiresh noe mekayim. Now the Chofetz Chaim was a young man, wasn't so popular. This Amot Chavid was an old person, and he wrote in the askoma that the Chofetz Chaim is noe doiresh noe mekayim. How did he know that? I found in Sicha Chofetz Chaim a more interesting story that happened in this Haskam. The Ramot Chemelide was a sharp Yid. And when the Chofetz Chaim came in for an Haskam, they told him, it's not so easy, you have to watch, you don't get so fast an Haskam over here, be prepared. So he decided, I feel like he's going to go in. He went in with a sefer to the Ramot Chemelide. Who told him, who are you, a young man, making a sefer, hilches l'shon hara, giving a halachas for the ganz klal yisrael l'shon hara, meche teise, who are you, a ganze musa shmus, he didn't give him an askal. The Chofetz Chaim left, and somebody followed him, and the Chofetz Chaim said, he's so right, gerecht, was happens, why should I say Chofetz Chaim? Chofetz Chaim was giving himself Musaf, how come he thought by giving a Sefer Chofetz Chaim? So that person went back to this Ramot Chetelide and says, you know what he said? He says, really? Call him back here. He says, and he made of this Rav is Noe Deuresh, Noe Mekayim. Because the Noe Mekayim of Lashon Hara doesn't start by holding himself back and saying Lashon Hara. The Noe Mekayim of Lashon Hara is the way you look at other people and the way you think of yourself. You can sometimes see that if a person is noy mekayim l'shon hara in 5 minutes. With such a story, you saw the gewaltige midas and animus of Chofetz Chaim, it was partial, but as Ramot Chemelide, there was noy doiresh noy mekayim. So what is noy mekayim l'shon hara? The noy mekayim l'shon hara is not just holding yourself back from saying the l'shon hara on the end. It's the way you look at your chaver. Yich voit chaver ha'chov el gishalach. Having an eye in Toive, having Avas Yisroel, to like your friend, love your friend, why should I be chlase, but not seem bad at him? In that oifen, that's called you being Mekayim, Hilchas Lashon Hara. And the minute you won't come to the actual Lashon Hara, because if you don't see any Shlech from the Enem, versteht sich, that there'll be no Michshel of Lashon Hara. Now just to finish off, En Apsiche, Kvies Itim, I heard we spoke before about Sfira Soimer. The Dvar Avroam is a Shaila. What happens if somebody has a Suffolk? He doesn't know which day he's holding. He's going in the Midbar, he doesn't know which day he's holding. So what should he do? Should he say, if today is Yom Gimel, it's Yom Gimel. If today is Yom Dalet, it's Yom Dalet. Or he can't count. He brings the Raya from the Baal Amor of Sochem. The Baal Amor asks, how come we don't make Sveke de Yoyme, but Sfira Soyme? Yom Tev, we do Sveke de Yoyme. How come we don't do every day Sveke de Yoyme? And he gives a teretz because by then he's going to come to Shavuos, it builds zizl yom to Shavuos, which is the Oraisa. So you see in the Baal Amor that he really held that a person should count every day, if today is Aleph, it's Aleph, today is Beis, it's Beis. But the Dvar Avraham wants to say that no, you can't count Misofik. Because counting Sfiras HaOmer doesn't just mean to give a title to the day, today is Gimel. Counting means holding Cheshbon. If somebody's going to make cheshbon, how much money do I have? I don't know, maybe I have 50, maybe I have 100. You're not making cheshbon. You don't know what you have. So if you're going to say, if today is 2, it's 2. If today is 3, it's 3. So you're not holding cheshbon. It's not a cheshbon. That's not a sphere. So the Rebbe wants to say, you can't count it. So even other Achonim also go along with that. So I'm going to add the Machshav and Drush with this Dvar Avraham. Sphere HaSoiver is Achonim to Matan Torah, like the Chinuch is Magad. Just to add another Machshav, why is Sphere HaSoiver the Achonim to Matan Torah? The Ponyevich Shavov learned first in Telz. And then he went to learn in Radin. The Chofetz Chaim Rabbi Chon schlepped him to learn there. And he used to come back to Telz, they would ask him, no, say over something to the Chofetz Chaim. He came once, and he said, I have a gewaltige Meisen to say over. He was learning with Chavrus with Rabbi Chon, and they needed a sefer. And they're trying to think where they could find the Sefer. Then they remember the Mishnah Berurah brings the Sefer. So Mishtomet of Avitz Chaim has it in his house. They went up, they knocked on the door, and there's Rebbe, can we borrow the Sefer? Avitz Chaim says, I don't have the Sefer. And then he looks at his Sforim Shrank, and he says, you see all the Sforim? Too much. Too much. So they said, Rebbe, what's wrong with having too much Sforim? He says, I'll tell you. The Gemara says in Maseches Git, Resh Lakish was Nifter, and he left over a big Yerusha, a Kav Yerokis. One Kav Yerokis. And he said, Kori Anafshei, Ve'ozvu La'cheirim Cheilam. A Pasuk, Shlema HaMelech says, the people gather money, and by the end, they don't know who they're living it for. They're living their whole Ashiras for other people. It's like Nishkazan Barocha. And Resh Lakish left a Kav Yerokis, a pound of tomatoes. And he said, Oi, Ve'ozvu La'cheirim Cheilam. So Chaim asked, what's so gefeil? Maybe if you left $1 million, it's also like a chayla. Okay, it's a bitter rachmanis. But if you left the kav yirokis, what's the problem? Also like a chayla. So Chaim says, the kav yirokis doesn't come for free. You have to work for it. If you work for it, it means you spend some time of your life for this. So if you used it, so that time wasn't wasted. But if you didn't use that kav yirokis, then you wasted those few minutes. So Resh Lakish says, on those few minutes, for also like a chayla. These few minutes are wasted. So Avitz Chaim said, had I learned all this song that I have my Sforim Shrank, would be gewaldig. He said, but I had to make money to be able to buy the Sforim. So I have to, Avitz Chaim, Rabbi Nevuzer said, this Sforim are also too much. The Achonet, the Kavola Satoire, Sfira Soime. Sfira Soime means having an account of the time that you have. If you have a Sofik, you don't know where you're holding, that means your account is not, you're not sure where your time is going. This is not the right Achon of Sfira Soime. The Rabbi Nevuzer should help. The gewaltige schus of peace in Tamateo to have the beginning of the day, you should be zoiche, to be moisef, and the Rebbeish Mishael, the schus, the Torah that's learned here, we should be zoiche, be korov, to be as Mashiach, to be zoiche, 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 to be z